Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
I'm ZD Donahue.
And we're going to talk about one of my favorite things today. This is one of my favorite things that
it
exists.
Is.
Yes. When it exists, it's my favorite thing. Okay.
Well, it always exists. It's just
No. I guess the thing though is like a finished garment measurement table. So not just the finished garment measurements exist somewhere for
They
do exist somehow.
They are arbitrarily written or not, I guess.
Or you can measure, which we'll talk about.
That's
but I'm
right
talking
too.
I'm talking a lovely
you're talking super detailed table.
About, you're
talking
I want the
about
table.
A published pattern.
Yeah.
That says when you do a size, whatchamacallit, it is these measurements.
Yeah, so
at
let's
the bust, at the waist, at the this, and this.
Oh, yes, yes, exactly. So let's define it. We're talking about finished garment measurements today. A finished garment measurement table is going to be, you know, it's going to look like your sizing chart. Okay, so so let's talk about this a little bit. You have a sizing chart. Let's pretend this company goes from like whatever, a 0 to a 20 or, you know, a 12 to a 28 or something like that. And you can see, you can look and be like, my bust, waist, and hip mean that I'm a size 16. Or I'm a size 16 at the bust and an 18 at the waist and a back to a 16 at the hip or something like that. You know, you can glean that kind of information, okay, from a sizing chart. But then the lovely thing to have is a finished garment measurement table.
Right.
Now, I've talked about this in depth when talking about choosing a size for the ginger jeans, okay? And I did a video series on this and in the self-sewn wardrobe. And so that was one of the first places in my sewing journey where I came across this super-duper detailed table that I could see before buying the pattern. It was on... At the time, it was Closet Case. Now she's Closet Core. Closet Core Patterns. It was on the website. Like, I could see it right there. I don't remember if it's actually printed on the outside of the pattern, but it's, like, in the instructions. And I think that that pattern gives you finished waist, finished hip, and finished rise, which it made it so I had, like, an over 90% success rate with those students in my class.
Right.
There was one person who I was like, you know, we should have picked a different size for your waist or
to
something.
Start with.
There was only one person who we had this issue with. And when I say not just picking the size, but also adding in length to the rise or not, that it really made such a huge difference. Like, I felt so empowered with this. With this finished garment measurement chart, that this huge range of people came to me, people who wore, you know, from a 0 to a, you know, 20 or whatever, or full size range, I felt like I could get it pretty straight on and they would only have to buy 2.5 yards of this denim.
Right.
And we would be pretty darn close, you know. So, anywho, the finished garment measurements – can help you a lot. And so I want to talk about what you can glean from them. So the first thing that you can glean from the finished garment measurement table is how much ease or negative ease has been worked into this pattern.
Right. And what you'll notice is there may be a different amount of ease in the bust versus the waist versus the hips. So you can't just like look at a measurement chart and go, oh, I just add 1.5 inches to all of these measurements.
That's right.
It's not like that.
Amen. Amen. So I like to look at the finished garment measurement chart if someone's like between a size.
Right.
Or if there is that possibility of grading between sizes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just hit mom with my foot and she thought it was an animal.
Or yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that so with the ginger jeans, I remember speaking with people about the waist measurement, the the pattern description says these should fit very tight, like a second skin. Okay.
Right.
And so I think you could see, I can't pull it up on my computer right now because Sam has told us we cannot, my computer cannot be connected to the internet while we record.
That's correct.
But it was, is it like a 95% of your measurement, you know, it had like, you know, 20% negative ease or 5% or 10% negative ease, but you could tell, okay.
Right.
The waist measurement's 20 inches and the finished garment measurement is 18.
Uh-huh.
That is 10% negative ease.
Right.
Right? And so you can say, okay, they're meaning for this pattern to have this 10% negative ease. Good to know. So what if my hip is only a half inch bigger than the size chart?
Right.
You know, do I care? Can my 30 and a half inch hip fit in this 27 inch pair of jeans?
Right.
Okay. Do I, I know my fabric has 20% stretch. Okay. So you can then make decisions like that. So you know that your fabric has a certain amount of stretch. So if the finished garment is supposed to be 27 inches and it's got 20% stretch, you can do your math and you're going to get an extra 5 inches and change there, you know, stretched fully. So you can start to make some decisions and it can simplify your life. You can decide you don't have to grade, you know, or you can decide that you do want to grade, but only up one size instead of two or whatever, you know, or more than one size if it goes the other way. So that's with like negative ease. And you were talking about what your comment reminded me of is, let's pretend we have a pattern that doesn't nip in at the waist at all. You know?
Right.
So let's pretend size 16 is 40 bust, 30 waist, 40 hip. Well, size 18 is going to be probably like 42, 32, 42. Well, from the size chart, if your waist was larger, you know, at first, you might think, I have to grade out the waist.
Right.
But if you go to the finished garment measurements and you see that the waist is going to have 10 inches of positive ease, you know, 7 inches of positive ease for your waist, you could make a decision not to grade that pattern, you know, which is just so incredibly helpful. I just love it when these are included. And I asked a question in the group, which pattern companies do you know that, like, include finished garment measurements? And someone said, well, all the pattern companies do. And I'm like, no, they don't.
No.
No, they don't. And I don't want, like, one garment finished measurement. I don't want just, like, the hem width, okay?
Right.
I want to know a few details about the garment from it.
And some of the patterns will have it printed on the pattern.
Yeah.
But there's no chart. So you would have to open the pattern and look and try and figure out where it's located. And is it on all the measurements or is it just hips, bust, and waist and that's it?
I mean, that's just foul play to me. Like,
right.
Once I've unfolded this pattern that you sold me in only 3 sizes or something, like, what am I supposed to do here if it's wrong? You know, like, make the poor person at Joanne, like, refold the pattern into the envelope,
and the thing is, you know that these numbers exist. Why do they not just put them on a chart?
And you know,
They exist because they drafted these patterns.
They drafted.
And they know what the measurements are.
Yeah, so you can get an idea of the ease that the manufacturer has put in. And something we're going to talk about, you know, several ways that you can use these, but when we had a question in the group, and Jay said, can I ask about the fit of the Rhapsody? Can't see from the pattern description or searching posts here. Is it designed to be a snug fit or looser? A bit of context, I'm non-binary, trans mask, and snug-fitting tops, even wearing a binder, are dysphoria-inducing. So something I need to add, so I can't really give the finished garment measurements of the Rhapsody because it's like a choose-your-own-adventure thing. You choose your bust, you choose your waist, you choose your hips. We give quite a few increments. There's like 12, I think, steps between this. Yeah, so it's like, you know. But what we do say is the bust has 10% negative ease.
Right.
And the hip has, I think it's 5% positive ease.
So you kind of have to make your own chart.
Yes. So what I said to Jay was, I don't think this is the top for you if you don't want it snug at the top. It's not the top for you right out of the envelope. And like, there are tops out there that probably would work for you right out of the envelope. And I said, the finished garment measurements are going to be an important part of your journey here.
Right.
You know, because this is yet another place where the body measurement doesn't actually tell us what we want the garment measurement to be. And that can be in a lot of cases. I think a really useful tool here can be the Easy Check tape measure. Okay. Because you can put that on the finished garment measurement and put it up around your body.
That's right.
So it can, if you've got a woven garment,
right,
let's pretend like a woven top, and you want to know if the ease will be enough for you, you could put that Easy Check tape measure. You can snap it together at the finished garment measurement, and you can put it up around your bust, and you could bend. You know, the other thing you can do is you can put it around your waist at the finished garment measurement, and you can sit down.
Right.
Okay. You know, and you can see, okay, or your hip, you know, and you can sit down and you can see if this is going to accommodate all the different body positions, you know, that you would be in. You could also use like a string. Okay, you don't have to buy the tape measure.
Right, or a string, right, or a ribbon, or whatever will go around your body. Yes.
Now, I wouldn't recommend putting it on to test for negative ease because you don't want to stretch out your tape measure, which you can do. However, I have had people take just like a wide strip of their stretch denim and cut it to like the finished waist measurement and
so
see,
they can use it, right.
Okay, is this going to feel too constricting? Do I want to go up to this size? Because, you know, everybody's got a different preference about how tight things are. So that is another place where you get to decide, well, while my bust is, you know, 41 and a half inches, that may not completely relate to how this size chart's laid out, even how the finished garment measurements are laid out and the size that I actually want to cut for myself. Because designers have to make this decision, okay? They just, if they're going to put something down on paper, they have to say, all right, we're adding this much ease. You know, they got to put something down there. And everyone will have a slightly different preference. You know, in the bust area, people's busts can be distributed differently, you know, breast
and
tissue.
They are.
Yeah, breast tissue can be like,
we're all distributed differently.
Lower or higher hips, waist, all that, you know, all that can be distributed differently.
You know,
from one person to the other.
People complain about clothes not fitting, or people will say, if you are my size, or, you know, clothes never fit. I hit this with somebody with shoes one time. So
yeah.
I wear a really small shoe.
Right.
Compared to the rest of the world, right? I wear a 5 or 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's pretty small for a woman's shoe. I think the average size is like 7.5 or 8. And I've had people say to me, oh, you're lucky. You could wear all the sample sizes. There's always a lot of sizes. Okay. No, they're not.
No, they're all my size. The sample sizes are my size.
Right. But when you go in the shoe stores, those are the shoes that are, no, they're not. It's just because you're not finding what you want. Actually, there are manufacturers that don't even make a size 5 and a size 5.5. So, you know, so it's from your, like you just said, through your lens.
Yeah. So
you know, no shirts are in my size. No, they aren't today.
you know,
that happens to everybody.
Yeah. And so you can have a body, you know, a body shape,
right,
a body size. Oh, I always have to do this. And it's like, you know, in the game of sewing, now some people.
That's why we sew.
Yeah.
So we don't have to complain about that.
But some people, or maybe we sew so that we can complain. No.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
You know, some people will say, you know, I'd like to try and find whatever, a button up in this brand because their patterns seem to fit me. And that is totally valid because not, you know, sometimes I think to myself, gosh, there's nothing new in sewing. How many more t-shirt patterns can there be? You know, but it is valid because I draft patterns. I've drafted these patterns, and some of it is sort of up to me.
Right.
You know, while I can plot things like, you know, the back width or the, you know, quarter bust or something like that, while I can start to plot some things like that, when it comes to certain curves, when it comes to how much ease I've added in some places and not others, that was up to me. So it's up to the company. So yeah, you might find that there is a company that somehow has just stumbled across your body shape.
And
you know?
I find that in shoes. There are certain brands. Oh, they must have, my foot must be their little model. They're making shoes off of because every time, I can always wear their shoes. And they're always comfortable and they never hurt me or whatever. But I guess I want to say I get fatigued in people saying to other people.
Yeah.
Oh, there's, you're so lucky. They have stuff in your size.
Everything fits you.
Or,
well,
you're so lucky. You know, it's always, you know, they always have big sizes. They never have small sizes. They always have this, that. It's not true.
No, it's not a
Everybody has this problem.
Well, it's not a nice thing to do to invalidate someone else's experience.
Well, that's true. Exactly.
I think what actually is happening.
I think that's it. Don't think it's easier for me than you. Why are you thinking it's easier for me than you?
Yes.
I have the same problems.
So let's take a quick break.
Or a different problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's take a quick break and talk more about finished garment measurement tables and what to do when there isn't one.
There you go.
ZD, what's your favorite way to measure yourself?
With my Easy Check tape measure.
So tell me a little bit about this.
It's the only way to measure myself, I think.
Why is it so magical?
Well, because there's a slide on it.
Uh-huh.
You actually snap one end of the tape measure into the back of the slide, and then you fit it to the measurement, and then you can unsnap, and the slide remains on the place that you've measured.
So if you're trying to measure your arm.
Right.
Or your underbust.
Right.
Or your
or
thigh.
Or your head.
Or your head. Oh, yeah. The head. Right. Definitely.
Well, and, you know, measuring yourself is one thing, but even measuring somebody else, what it does is it marks the spot, basically, where the measurement is. And so if I'm, and this happens to you, that you're measuring somebody and they start talking to you and you're like, was that 21 or 23? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
And where with this, you know, the slide has marked it.
I also have heard feedback from customers who say, I am sending this to my daughter or, you know, so that she can measure my grandchildren.
That's
and it will
right.
be accurate.
Right.
Right?
Well, we've actually had trainers, too,
yep.
that bought these, you know, for their customers or they themselves use it for their customers or it was a male trainer and a female client. He didn't have to put his hands on the person
right.
or whatever.
Also, this tape measure, when you use it with a snap, it's impossible to work from the wrong side.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you can't measure from the 60 end. You have to measure
from the zero end. Yes.
Right. Right. And I said 60, but you know, it also has the millimeters on the other side, too. So you've got...
you have imperial, and you have metric.
Metric, right.
And so the Easy Check tape measure makes it very simple when you are trying to measure yourself, and you just don't want to be fumbling around.
Well, and I think, you know, the thing is, don't order one. Because if somebody sees it, a husband or a daughter or just a friend, I mean, honestly, at Christmas time, I would put this like in almost everybody's stocking stuffer. And I think it's a great thing to like send away to college with people, things like that. Where
fabulous.
You want something measured.
Well, if you're interested in your own Easy Check tape measure, you can see a video on how it works at sewhere.com/tape measure. And you can check it out for yourself.
Sewing out loud.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back. All right. So what about when there's no finished garment measurement table?
Ugh. Just get really mad.
Just
and
throw
upset
the pattern and away.
Have a tantrum.
I mean, honestly, you're right about, like, why isn't this there? Because they do have it.
They've got the measurements.
Well, they've got the pattern pieces.
It's we just need to make sure they all know
now,
this.
Now, sometimes there are measurements that come about in the drafting of a pattern that you didn't know before you drafted the pattern. Okay, like you draft all the components of an arm sai and then you draw in the arm sai curve.
Right.
And so then if you want to know maybe certain parts of that curve,
I know what you're saying.
You got to go back, you know, sometimes and remeasure the pattern.
Right.
And things can be, you know, slightly off or whatever as you grade or whatever your design gets graded. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But they're still there, and you can just, like, in your little pattern drafting program, you can draw a line, and you can then multiply it and add it together with other things, and boom, spit it out. Now, okay, I wanted to go back to this because I didn't get to say it earlier. The pattern company Thread Theory has the most exhausting finished garment measurement table I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I was a little overwhelmed by it.
So you're begging for it, and then when you get it, you've got to complain about
it. Yeah, no, there was a pair, I was going to make a pair of pants for Derek out of it, and they had, I wish I could bring it up right now, I should have brought it up earlier, but it was like waist, hip, thigh, knee, ankle, every bit of this pattern. I was like, now I should double check this measurement. Now I should double check this one. And I think maybe they even had like the front and the back or something. I don't know if they still have it like this, but I was like, yeah, I'm a little, now I'm intimidated by all of the finished garment measurements that are included in this table. So anywho, maybe they can be a little too much. And you also, another aside, the Ginger Jeans Rise was on there. And boy, the word rise can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people and pattern designers. Are you looking it up? What are you trying to do?
I don't know which.
Oh, okay. Well, the word rise, okay, it can mean so many things.
It can be arbitrary.
It can be, yeah.
You gotta know.
But I figured
where
it out
from.
For the Ginger Jeans. You know, I figured out what she meant, and then I used it, and it was helpful. Okay, so if you don't have the finished garment measurements, and you have your pattern out, and you want to know if you've chosen the right size, first of all, what I wouldn't do is actually make a table. Like, I wouldn't go measure every single pattern at the bust, to the waist, to the hip, or whatever. I would make my most educated guess on what size I was.
Right.
So I'm choosing the size 18. I'm choosing the size 16. And then I'd measure that pattern piece. Okay. I'd measure that size. And you do have to find all of the components. So let's pretend this is a princess seam shift. You've got a front center panel. You've got a side front panel. Got a side back panel.
You have seven panels.
And you have a center back panel.
Which,
okay.
Well, you don't really because they're doubled.
Okay, let's talk about how the front is maybe cut on the fold. And so the pattern piece that's printed, you have to keep that in mind.
Right.
The other thing you need to keep in mind is these patterns probably include seam allowance.
Right.
So you have to take that away. So you need to find all these things, okay? You need to find all these pattern pieces. You have to measure them with your tape measure, add it all together, and then you need to figure out how many seams there were, because you don't have to take away seam allowance at the center front when it's just cut on the fold, no. Right? Okay. But you do have to take it away right there at the princess seams, so the side seam.
The bust seam, mm-hmm. the side seam, the back
right.
dart seam, and the back center seam.
And the back center seam, right. where maybe there's like a zipper or something. I mean, I guess your zipper can be in the side, but whatever. So you need to know your seam allowance, so you need to take that away, and then you can get your finished garment measurement.
Right.
And then you would – so how do you know where the bust is? Okay. Mom's just like, yeah, tell him, Mallory.
Yeah.
So you may have to make a guess.
Where is your apex?
Now, some patterns will have, like, the bust point marked on them. Sometimes you can tell by some of the notches mm-hmm. for the princess seams. On some T-shirts and things like that, maybe you're going to have to do a little bit of guessing.
Well, the other thing is your bust in the same place?
As there you go.
So is your, you know.
Are your apex.
Are your apexes where the pattern apexes are?
Exactly.
Are you going to have to move that? You know,
well, that's another, that's also.
I'm not talking about moving your bust. I'm talking about moving the pattern.
Moving the pattern, yeah. So that's also another finished garment measurement. So that's something you will find, I think, more on the big four is like. They'll just tell you the back length. They'll be like, it from, you know, waist to hem is this. Like, thanks so much. You know, maybe one of the easier ones that I could get on my own.
The back waist length.
The back waist length is one I think I see more often. So you will have to measure that pattern piece. And then so don't get discouraged. Like, oh, I can't measure every single pattern piece and compare like I can on Thread Theory's super detailed finished garment measurement chart, you'll start to get an idea. You'll be like, oh, this was drafted for this 40 bust, and I found out that it's going to give me a 44.
Right.
Okay, that's 10% positive ease. Let's check and see if I can size down or I need to size up or whatever and remeasure. So you're not going to be like measuring for the rest of your life, I guess, is what I'm saying. But I find myself often saying to many people a lot is measure your body, measure the pattern piece. They're like, how will I know if this will fit? I'm like, measure your body, measure the pattern piece. Ease and negative ease are going to come in there.
Right.
But you have to do this. If you don't want to just like cut it out and make the garment, I was helping some people make the Jessica blazer, and I had them pick their size based on the size chart, but then compare their, like, back width, you know, to the finished garment measurements. Now, a blazer, this blazer has, like, all this interfacing, you know, and, like, shoulder pads and stuff. So it was going to be wider than, like, the back width I have you take for the Rhapsody, where that is super tight fitting, right? So
and one layer of fabric.
Yeah, exactly. And not, like, 16,000 layers of fabric. So that you could actually take that tape measure and get those width measurements and be like, yeah, I think I'll be okay. Sort of like when I said you could snap it in place. You know, to check out the circumference measurements. So, yeah, that is how you're going to have to get finished garment measurements on a garment that doesn't provide them ahead of time. And, you know, the independent pattern community is super duper awesome, but they don't have everything, you know.
Right.
They don't have every single pattern that Vogue and McCall's, you know, have. So you're not – you may have to, you know, go to them. And I know a lot of people say, oh, I'm always this size in the big four. I like the big four.
Right.
You know, sometimes you get people in certain camps. But keep in mind, I don't know who's drafting their patterns all the time, and it could change or they could source it differently. So, like, I don't trust that I'll have to make the same adjustment on a pattern over and over again.
Right. Well, style has something to do with it, too.
But I know there are people in our group who quite confidently say, I must always make a forward shoulder adjustment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sure that's obviously they are people who they've posted. They've made like tons of garments, you know. And so if that's true for them, okay, I am always treating the next garment like I'm independently. Not, yeah, independently. I'm like, let's make sure right. that this is the case. You know, now I have seen people with like cashmerette patterns say things like on all cashmerette patterns, I've had to make a forward shoulder adjustment.
Right.
Will I have to make it on this pattern? And cashmerette will answer and be like, probably, because we right. use the same block. Well, right. okay, if you're talking straight to the source, right. fine. Like, you know, you can trust them. But when you're just like, you know, buying these big four off the rack and they get sold around and stuff as they do, I'm always hesitant. I would just double check. I would,
right.
You know, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, man, I would double check before I cut up that pattern and, you know, added more to it, you know.
I would
and did a bunch of work, and, you know.
I mean, what I would do is if I was using cashmerette and now I have another cashmerette, I would lay the patterns on top of each other.
That's very true.
I'd make
true.
A comparison.
That's quite true. Well, and that can be, so there's a nice shortcut, right? If you have a shirt that you like if Jay has a shirt that they like and they buy a pattern.
Right.
Okay. They can just fold that shirt in half. And lay it over the pattern and see, okay, I'm going to pick this size, whatever the heck the size chart was going to tell me yeah. to do.
Well, and they may see like a slight discrepancy uh-huh. that might not matter. Or
sure.
they may see this huge thing that they're
surprises
like,
them.
Whoa,
yeah.
I'm not going to get what I want.
Right. Yeah. No, very, very true. Very true. So that's a garment you have. It's a pattern you have that, you know, fits you the way you like it, you know. I think this especially comes into play with the stretchy stuff for me, the finished garment measurements, because I like not having to grade if I don't have to. And so I'm like, right. well, that fabric can stretch another inch. You know, it'll be fine. You know, it'll be A-OK. Like, I appreciate the designer, you know, and the ease or whatever, but it'll be fine. So that can be very nice. So the finished garment measurements can give you the look you want. You know, Jay here is trying to avoid, you know, something like gender dysphoria. It can also be if you're a person who has a medical condition where parts of your body swell.
Yeah, I mean, and you're being very specific about that.
Yeah.
But everybody has preferences.
Sure. No, that's what I was trying to get to. So
exactly. When you were saying.
What are the other preferences?
And when you were saying stretch and all this, I was thinking about. I have had medication issues where, and they're always in my boobs. But it's like, please don't put me on that medication again because, you know, I know where I get bigger and it makes me uncomfortable. And I have like two sets of shirts.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to make myself some pants and we were just talking about this.
Right.
And I've not been like diagnosed with anything, but when I get, you know, bloated or I take on water weight, you know,
right.
due to stress or whatever, it's always in the lower tummy area. And I'm like, you know, as I make pants, I kind of want to note what my upper limit has been.
Yes.
Because I don't want to make a pair of pants that ends up being super tight on me when I'm having a bloaty day or
well,
a bloaty
and sometimes
week.
Your bloaty day is like a half day, so you could be wearing those pants
sure.
and all of a sudden you bloat, and then here you are
Ta-da.
Uncomfortable the rest of the day or whatever.
Exactly. So I think that taking note of your measurements through fluctuations like that
yes.
can be helpful too. So
yes.
if you know, okay, this is like peak big boob time. Let's take a measurement and be like,
right.
okay, well, I know that I can get up to a, you know, 40, whatever, 6-inch, you know,
right.
bust or something. I'm always, whenever I pick a number, just so you all know in the podcast, I'm like, what's easy to make 10 or 15% from? Like,
that's right. I know, exactly.
I'm like, what would it be easy for someone to listen to, you know, as I make this, as I try to talk about these steps? So you'll, anyway, it's, even though it might be like uncomfortable for you, like I'm not super excited when I get bloated. I'm not like super duper happy about
like
it.
Like you don't want to really stay
or,
there.
Or like
yeah.
when I get bloated, I'm not like, boy, better go measure myself. Like it's not the first thing I want to do, but I have thought about it because, you know, just recently I was like, oh, I seem to have like gone down a little bit in that area. And I'm like, I wonder what the measurement was before because I want to make these pants They're not leggings, they're pants, right. You know. And so I was like, I'd like to sort of accommodate that for when I do have, you know, those times instead of going to the closet and like not being able to wear that pair of pants I spent hours on.
The worst thing is, you know? Is you go to a closet full of clothes and you're like, oh, that's not comfortable. I can't wear that today. And like, you're like, I have all these clothes I can't wear. It's just, I don't know.
It's really very disheartening.
Yeah. That's a good word for it. Yeah. It's like, and then you start like extrapolating into your like you're disappointed with yourself.
Yes.
Because you can't wear those pants.
Absolutely. Yes. So, you know, that's kind of what I was.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think I'm at the upper limit of my bloat. I'll go measure my tummy right now, you know.
Well, I have a friend who
I
have a friend who just now realized she's like in menopause, you know. Or I saw her realize sort of her body change. She's like, I don't get this. And I'm like, oh man, I'll bet you anything. Like she's in full blown, you know.
Man.
And she, you know, she went to the doctor and she had turned 50 and she's like, so the doctor, she tells me I am in it. I am in menopause. You know, and I'm like, oh, you know. And I was like, and you don't want to, I don't like when people say, this is going to happen to you, and this is going to happen to you, and this is going to happen to
right.
you. Because it might not.
Right.
So why get worried about it before it does happen?
You know, I think there's like this illusion that for some period in your life, your body is like static.
Never.
And it's just not.
It's not.
It's, you know.
Right. You know, and I mean, it's just like. You know, and she works out, and she's in good shape and all this, and I'm thinking, it doesn't matter. Your body's going to change on you. You know, it's just going to change on
you. You know what we learned from that Bra Zone book that I hadn't known before, and now it's been a couple of years, but that
I'm
you
remember this. What?
You gain, it's quite common for people to gain 1 to 2 cup sizes in menopause, you know, and it's a little counterintuitive to the basic biology that, like, I know. Maybe not that, like, you know as a nurse.
I think it's because you're trying to hold more up. It doesn't hold itself up. I don't know.
Well, I think, actually, the reason that's been put forth is, of course, like, fat is protective.
Right.
You know, against so you're getting fat in the breast area, and it's protective against you know, disease and stuff. And I was just reading that
that's why you usually thicken up in the middle too. The omentum is protective.
It's all trying to you know, be protective. And the role of grandparents apparently is really big in human evolution. And so this whole menopause thing about women becoming infertile. As they get older, and like from evolution's perspective, I mean, why are you even alive?
That's
okay,
right.
Why are you even alive?
I'm purposeless.
You're alive to take care of my kids, apparently. Okay, that's
no. Zelda will come up to me, and she'll like hold my face, and she'll say, "You're so old," and I'm like, "Oh, great." That made my day.
Yeah, that was an article I read. Is they're like, we don't really understand why, you know, women go through this process that is unique to the human
mammal.
Well,
here's another thing. You know. We're tired of having you kids.
That's right. Anyway, just so you know, that's why you gain another cup size. No. But I remember it was when we owned the shop and we were reading that, and there were like a lot of people in the shop who said, I didn't know this was normal. I was so surprised by this as I went through menopause. And I was like, oh my gosh, like the things that life has in store for you, like, are just boundless. You know, I'm like,
and they're
cool.
Not all totally enjoyable.
No, and they're all different. And anyway, anywho, you know, we all go through these things.
Hey, I'm glad that when I get up in the morning, my legs work. I can stand up.
There
I can walk to the bathroom. All that. Yep. I'm glad for everything my body can do for me every day.
No, me too. I'm not. I don't really have like a feeling about.
I'm not saying I don't get pissed off.
A value judgment toward that, but I. Yeah. It's just the more you know. Okay. Well, finished garment measurements are very useful.
Yes, they are.
In choosing a size. Depending on your preferences, and it can just make your life so much happier when, you know, maybe you end up going against the grain a little bit and you get the product you want.
Okay, I would see people sew and they would try and like they want to sew the smallest measurement possible, right?
Right.
But then they put the garment on and they're so upset.
Yeah.
It's like, sew what fits and you will be happy.
That's the thing about...
Sew it the way you want it to fit you, not the way you want the number to read.
And that is totally due to our society being obsessed with the smallness, the thinness, and being...
Or the bigness.
Or the proportion.
Right. What's supposed to be small and what's supposed to be big.
Right. What's that Tina Fey quote about how you're supposed to have... this celebrity's butt and this celebrity's eyes and this celebrity's boobs, but not this celebrity's this, you know. And so, I'm sure people have heard it before, but yeah, it
really, because I haven't. But go ahead.
Well, I'll try to find it for the show notes. And anyway,
it sounds good.
Yeah, you're gonna have to like maybe spend a little time with your body, and maybe also like a therapist, which I've said before on this podcast. Like, I hope everybody, including myself, gets to go to therapy. Haven't been able to do it lately.
Well, you know, I think the other thing that
those numbers.
Well, I think
hard
the other thing
sometimes
is there's some sort of body awareness that comes out of a pandemic. Like, I think everybody is more sluggish.
Well,
you know, it's just because it's.
Even a person like me who's, I think, been able to stay really safe and stuff, it's still sad.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. And I mean, you know, I still work out, but I'm not going to the gym. You know, I don't have the camaraderie of what I had.
Well, your routine, no matter if you were someone like who went to the gym a lot or whatever, but like no matter what routine you had, the routine has changed.
And probably you're eating also.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
Right.
Every routine you had has now changed.
Yes. Yes. And so you're getting used to it and you're working from home or you're not working from home or you're, you know, whatever. And so, there's been a lot of, changes. But don't worry.
I think about other people that, wore high heels to work every day and they haven't for a year. And are you going to do it again?
Are you going to go back to the high heels?
Yeah. No, things like that.
Or I love the person who's like, I am staying 6 feet away from everyone for the rest of my life. I can't believe I let you all breathe on me ever.
I know.
I'm like,
no, I'm wearing a mask the rest of my life. I am. I swear I'm wearing a mask forever and ever and ever.
Well, anyway, we're not experts in body image or whatever, but getting away from kind of the value judgments of the numbers and the percentages that get added or not, for ease and negative ease. When you really just start to get into the math of it and you kind of let that go, then you can find this is what makes me comfortable, not only like physically, but mentally and, all that. So sewing has done that for a lot of people, I think.
Well, and I think that kind of goes back to me saying, people complaining about this size isn't available or this size isn't available. And, all of those people's, like the celebrity people or whoever, you're looking at on TV or online or in the movies or whatever, even if those clothes came off the rack, they have been altered.
Yeah.
Like very few people are buying something off the rack that is perfect for them.
I was just reading it like a meme sort of that was shared about that. And this person was saying, I would get into the fitting room and no matter what size I chose, if it fit me here, it didn't fit me here.
Right.
And they said I'd be looking up at the ceiling, biting my lip, trying not to cry, you know. And so I think that for some of us who sew, it's like we're trading in that whole freaking rigmarole for time in your studio, problem solving. I'm not saying sewing your own clothes saves the time, but sometimes it can save the heartache.
Even if you buy ready to wear. I know I can go home and hem my jeans.
There you go. Yeah.
I know I can go home and take an inch out here or whatever. I can buy it a little big or I can buy it a little long. Obviously with me, I can buy it a little long.
Yeah, but she was saying whoever the original author of the post was, was saying all this stuff's been altered.
Right.
Something I learned from, what not to wear from the Stacey, what's her name? Lady with the gray stripe in her hair from What Not to Wear. That almost everything gets altered.
Yeah.
If they buy something off the rack, they buy it for the biggest measurement and then they take in the rest.
That's right.
So it makes you feel like it's your body's fault sometimes, especially with like all the media we consume and everything. But, you know, that's, it's not your body's fault.
It's just
let's make garments.
I mean, if you've ever been to a fashion shoot, okay.
All the alligator, what are those clips? Those clamps?
Yeah. I call them pony clips.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're big clamps.
Yeah.
You know, and they're pulling the dresses together in the back, or it's not all the way zipped up.
Right.
Those clothes don't fit those people.
Those clothes aren't actually on those people.
They don't fit those people.
And that's a nice thing to know when you're feeling like some kind of personal failure.
Bring in three different swimming suits so to get the top and the bottom to fit or whatever. I mean, yeah, those people don't look like that either. Okay.
Right.
Yes, they do not.
Okay. Well, you dear listener, are lovely. You're gonna pick. I think that finding though your look is helpful.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, whether.
Oh my gosh. What is the thing right now about no side part and all this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What is that about?
So, you know, we thought that I was a young person for a long time, and now that's not true anymore. But now it's like, what's going around on TikTok is like you can spot an old person by their side part and skinny jeans. That's me. A millennial is an old person.
Like what?
Excuse me. Oh, just hold on.
Yes.
I remember in middle school fighting to get a side part and being like, oh my God, I can't do the center part that I've been doing since I was, you know, 5. That's so not stylish. Must get side part. So here I am with a side part. I go to center part my hair and I'm like, it looks kind of thin like this. so I'm like, I can't even try to look like.
You can't even try and be on trend.
So we're talking about, you know, obsession with thinness and proportion and this. And obsession with youth.
I have always had an off-center part.
Yeah, you've never. Well, you can pull off bangs. I also need to not get bangs. It's going to happen here.
I don't have bangs right now.
So in about 6 weeks, I'm going to want bangs from the length of my hair. And I just need everybody to say, please, Mallory, do not get bangs. You'll regret it.
Just give you curtain bangs.
No.
You know about curtain bangs?
No. Don't let me get bangs. Email me in like 6 weeks and be like, hey, Mal.
Don't
get bangs right now.
Well,
I always regret it.
You know. I mean,
for me, it's not an anti-bangs thing.
You know,
I look dumb.
Okay, I have like had this, you know, had a certain haircut when I was like 65 years old, and I look back and I had the same haircut when I was 12.
There you go.
And I'm like, now I did have different hair in between all of those, but still, it's like, oh come on,
here we are.
Like,
so we're supposed to be wearing if we wanted to look like the Gen Zs.
Now wait, who are they?
Are they
the current?
They're like 19 now, I think. Like,
okay.
So they are wearing like the high waisted, they're wearing like wide leg pants.
So what I wore when I was 19.
Yeah, okay. It does remind me sort of the
70s. Yeah.
Yes, a little bit right now. Anywho.
I just hope we don't have to go through the 80s again.
Oh yeah. I feel
like football shoulder pads.
I can never even tell what's in style. I'm so bad about it. That's something I'm really bad at. But that's what I was saying is it's good to find your preferences so that if you can know like, oh man, I've worn shirts that have this much ease or not, and I just love it this way.
That's, right.
That's such a valuable piece of information to go forward with.
It really
is. So if you do make a shirt and it doesn't have what you want, now you've got a piece of information where you're like, man, I don't want that kind of fit. Okay, so don't look at it as a completely wasted opportunity. All right, but yeah, finding some things that you like on you. Whatever it is, if it's a style thing, if it's a comfort thing.
I was going to say, if it's the style that makes you comfortable,
yeah, no
or
matter
the comfortableness
which,
that makes you get the style, whatever.
Yeah, no matter which it is, it's good to know.
I kind of wish
I had a better style thing going on. It's something I'm interested in solidifying a little bit, like finding a uniform.
But it will change.
Or like, I don't have to keep changing.
Well,
I'm cool with not being on trend, but like
right
now I feel a little, I mean, talk about pandemic and routines changing. I forgot like what I had been wearing as a bra, like for a while. So, So I don't even know where I'm going, you know, because I barely go anywhere. So I don't even know what I need to be dressing for.
So talking about finished garment sizes absolutely, like, unnecessary in your life almost.
I know. Sometimes I feel like a big pretender because I'm always, like, out there helping people. I'm like, you should, you know, let's look at the finished garment measurements. Let's help you make this garment. And I'm like, I haven't made myself, like, I've made a bunch of simple things, like a bunch of leggings. But I need to make myself a button-up shirt, damn it.
One of the things I have noticed, I don't know if this is age or pandemicness, right, is I don't care if my socks match my outfit, like. And I used to, like, worry about that. And now it's like, who cares? I just want my feet to be warm.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't know.
I mean, I used to be, like, selective about them.
Yeah, okay.
And now I'm like, oh, those feel good. I'll put those on. I don't care if, like, you know, they're purple stripes and I'm wearing, like, orange. I don't know, or whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's just, like, actually, I like purple and orange.
Yeah,
together.
I was going to say.
But, you know, I mean, it can be, like, a really bizarre combo, and I'm like, oh, I don't care.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I don't even care if my mask match. If I like my mask and I like the way it feels, I don't care if it goes with what I have on.
I hope that I covered everything I meant to.
Because
cover.
This podcast was this supposed is... to be about finished garment measurements.
Yes. Measure yourself, measure the pattern is what you need to do if there isn't one of these tables.
So this could have been like a 2-minute podcast.
Maybe I was feeling around the 8-minute mark like I'd proselytized about finished garment measurements enough. And so I needed something to fill it. Okay. Well, ZD and I haven't really been able to hang out for a long time. And so this podcast was maybe a bit of a catch-up session.
Yes.
But we're not
We're looking forward to the pond days in the spring.
We haven't...
I think spring happens this weekend here.
We haven't been able to be around each other as much as normal. So we've been behind on, like, the Zigzagger broadcast and things like that and on actually speaking with each other in person. So, but that should be changing here soon. People are getting shots and it's all good. So we're maybe going back to a little bit of normalcy. Okay, ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.